Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to discuss. Absolutely. We're diving into a topic that could change the way you think about visuals in your content. Why? I stopped using stock photos and switched to AI clones. Right. So let me break this down for you. A recent report found that over 62% of B2B buyers see obvious stock photos as a negative trust signal. Crazy, right? Wow, that's a huge number. So what does that really mean for brands using those generic stock images? It means if you're using the same smiling guy in a blue shirt as five other companies, you're not just blending in, you could actually be hurting your sales. That's wild. So what made you decide to ditch stock photos for AI clones? I realized that my safe choice was actually a risky bet. So I made the switch to using my own digital twin. In 2025, the conversation is less about cool tech and more about survival in a crowded feed. I love that. It sounds like you really found a way to stand out. Can you explain what exactly an AI clone is compared to stock photos? Sure. Stock photos are those pre-shot images you buy from sites like Shutterstock. You search for something, pay the fee, and download a picture of people you've never met. But an AI clone? That's a synthetic version of you. Tools like HeyGen and Synthesia scan your face and voice to create a digital avatar. So you're saying, with AI clones, you actually have control over the visuals, right? Exactly. With stock photos, you get what you get. If the lighting is off, or the model is holding a coffee cup when you need a laptop, you're stuck. But with AI clones, you can change backgrounds, outfits, and expressions instantly. That's super powerful. So it sounds like AI clones can really build that personal connection with your audience. Yes, that's where trust comes into play. People have developed stock spotting superpowers and can filter out anything that looks too polished or generic. Using a real face, even a digital version, stops the scroll and signals a human connection. So if someone sees your AI clone, they're more likely to engage, right? Exactly. I saw my engagement go up when I switched to using my likeness, even if it's generated. Plus, consistency in branding is key. If you're using different stock models for every blog post, your brand looks like a patchwork quilt. But with an AI clone, you maintain a consistent identity across all channels. I can totally see how that would help build brand loyalty. Now, you mentioned costs earlier. Are AI clones really cheaper than stock photos? Oh, for sure. A professional photo shoot for a library of custom photos can easily run you $1,000 to $3,000 for just one day. Once that's done, you can't go back for more. Yikes, and how does that compare to AI tools? Tools like Synthesia start around $30 a month. You pay a monthly fee and have unlimited potential to create new assets. So I found that switching saved me money in the long run because I stopped buying premium images that I ended up hating anyway. That's a huge win. So for anyone thinking about making the switch, what's the best way to get started with? AI clones? Good question. First, you need a solid process. Creating a clone isn't hard, but to create a good one takes finesse. You want to avoid the uncanny valley where the clone looks almost human, but something's just off. That makes sense. So what are some common pitfalls people should watch out for when using AI clones? The biggest one is low-quality source footage. If you use cheap tools, your clone might look robotic. And don't forget the voice. If it sounds robotic, the vibe is killed instantly. Yeah, nobody wants that. And you mentioned not overdoing it with AI clones, right? Exactly. You don't need a clone for everything. Sometimes a simple screenshot or product image is all you need. Use your clone when you need that human element to practice, like in explainer videos or reaction thumbnails. So wrapping up, what's your final take on the switch from stock photos to AI clones? Honestly, stopping my use of stock photos was one of the best moves for my content workflow. I worried people would think it was fake, but they appreciated the consistency and liked seeing me more often. Plus, I got my weekends back. And I bet the tech will only keep getting better. It is. The AI market for sales and marketing is projected to explode in the coming years, so it's time to get on board or risk falling behind. Wow, that's a lot to think about. Thanks for sharing all this insight, Alex. My pleasure. If you're tired of spending ages searching for stock images, it might just be time for you to make the switch to AI Clones 2. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.